MDCT Secretary of the Youth Assembly, Promise Mukwananzi, says his wing wants a 25% share of all contested seats of the legislature and municipalities to be set aside for the youth, adding this should take effect in the next elections, which President Robert Mugabe once held in March next year. The youth leader said the young generation should occupy those posts to ensure that their interests are represented at all decision-making levels. This becomes the first time that the youth have made such a demand in the history of Zimbabwean politics.
We have established it as a principle that in every position of decision-making, in parliament, in council, even in the business sector, we want to see young people represented in those various sectors. And speaking particularly in politics and on behalf of my party, we have said as the Youth Assembly of the MDC that we need at least 25% of the parliamentary seats to belong to youth, 25% of the local government to be composed of young people.
MDCT Organizing Secretary Nelson Chamisa says his party has no problem with its youth wing making such a demand, but urged them to be proactive in party politics to ensure that they win in primary elections in order for them to get the tickets to represent the party in the impending polls. Kuraone Chiwai, deputy spokesman of the MDC led by Industry Minister Washman Ncube, says such a demand was not unrealistic. He says there will be no special criteria to select candidates in his party, but contestants will be chosen based on their popularity in their respective constituencies, saying this was more democratic. However, spokesman of the Dumiso Dabengwa-led ZAPU party, Mjobiza Nuku, told Studio 7 that the 25% demanded by the Tsvangirai MDC Youth Assembly was too little, adding that his party was encouraging youth to be on the forefront as they were the ones who had more to lose than seasoned politicians because of their age. President Mugabe wants elections to be held in March next year, but political parties opposing his ZANU-PF party are demanding that key democratic reforms should be implemented before fresh elections are held to ensure that the polls are free and fair. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.